What's up and welcome to episode 16 of the Jake Talk Sports Podcast. It has been an incredible ride so far, and we are just about pushing 20 episodes, which is a crazy feeling because I mentioned this in a couple episodes towards the beginning of this podcast, but I have tested and experimented with a bunch of different podcast ideas, but none of them have stuck as well as this podcast has, being able to talk sports with my friends or just go on an episode like today and like yesterday's episode where I just talk about myself. But none of them have been able to stick as well as this one has. So I'm very, very appreciative of all you guys' support, and a reminder that we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, just about any platform you can think of that you would want to listen to a podcast on. So whatever you can do, subscribe, follow, review, do all of that so we can help growing this, so you can help us keep growing this podcast. Let's get into the episode. In today's episode, we are going to be doing just a complete fantasy football episode. I have my starts and my sits this week for the quarterback, running back, and receiver positions, and then I'm going to be talking about my lineups that I have set for this week and what I'm expecting out of my lineups and some of the moves I decided to make coming into this week. So basically, it's just going to be one big fantasy football episode, getting you guys prepared for everything you need to know coming into week 8 of the NFL season. All right, let's get into my starts and sits for this week for fantasy football. Starting off with the quarterback position, I'm going to be doing, by the way, I'm going to be doing 3 starts and 3 sits for every single one, every single position I'm doing, which is the quarterback, the running back, and the receiver position. Tight ends, pretty tough to play on toy with who you're going to start. Tight ends and defense special teams kind of the same way. So I'm basing this off of the ESPN PPR format. So if you use that format, then you'll probably be a little bit more accustomed to some of the things I'm going to say. If you don't, then you might be a little bit more hesitant. But trust me, this is I'm using real numbers for the most part. Anyway, moving right along with the quarterback position, my first start this week is going to be Joe Burrow versus the Jets. Now, Joe Burrow not only is averaging a good amount of points in PPR leagues and just standard leagues, he's just averaging a ton of points. Joe Burrow is, he's been a monster this year with adding Ja'Marr Chase, and everyone was like, oh, well, I don't really see how, you know, those two can work if Ja'Marr Chase just drops every pass. Well, Ja'Marr Chase isn't dropping any passes. Ja'Marr Chase isn't dropping any passes. And Joe Burrow is averaging 19.5 points. And when, let's look at his game log here. Let's look at his game log. Okay. Joe Burrow against Minnesota had 18.64 points. Chicago had 10.28 through 3 interceptions. That's on him. But Pittsburgh, 17.58 points. Jacksonville, 22.32. And then Green Bay, whose defense is pretty good, 18.34 points. Detroit, 22.84. And Baltimore, 26.64. And this week, he's playing the Jets defense that just sucks. The Jets defense is not good. And Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase, I don't see any reason why he should not be started in, for every single lineup he's in. Honestly, the only quarterback that I would start over Joe Burrow this week, and he's actually also on my start list, let's move right into him, Kyler Murray, who I, since the beginning of the offseason, have been pushing the narrative of his MVP candidacy. I said even before the season, even before preseason, that Kyler Murray was going to win the MVP this year. I'm just going to say it looks pretty good. Because let's look at Kyler's game log. 33.56 against Tennessee, 33.1, 18.54, 22.62, 13.66, 25.76, 21.44. His worst game came against the San Francisco defense, which is a good defense. San Francisco, despite them not being great this year. Their defense has been a bright spot. They have a pretty good secondary. They have a decent pass rush. Actually, a pretty good pass rush. But I think there is no reason why anybody should not be starting Kyler Murray. I have him in my College Four League and in the TikTok League. I'm starting him in both because why wouldn't you? My final start for the quarterback position, Matt Stafford's playing the Texans, man. I don't even think I have to tell you guys the stats here. The Texans are one of the worst teams in the NFL. They have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And Matt Stafford is an MVP candidate. He has been balling. Cooper Kupp is probably he's the wide receiver one in fantasy right now for sure. He's got his targets, and Matt Stafford is just a way better quarterback than Detroit ever showed. Matt Stafford is going to light up the Texas defense, and that's why he's my third star for the quarterback position. Getting into my sits for the quarterback position, Justin Fields versus the 49ers. Now, Justin Fields has struggled tremendously against really, really good pass rushes. Cincinnati, the Bucs, Cleveland, even the Packers, who have a pretty good pass rush, got to him a couple times. Justin Fields is going to have a nightmare game against the 49ers. They could win this game, but it won't be because of Justin Fields. Their defense could definitely handle a very, very weak 49ers offense. I don't see any reason why they couldn't. But Justin Fields, 3 interceptions, and he's facing probably another really good secondary. I don't see any reason why Justin Fields should be even rostered in fantasy football right now. He is not going to produce fantasy points this year. My next sit is Teddy Bridgewater versus the Washington football team. This one was tough. I like Teddy Bridgewater a lot, but he has not been playing well. He's been turning the ball over more than I've seen him turn the ball over in his career, probably. And Washington, despite their defense not being great this year, still has the potential to be that. Now, I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to struggle. I think this is just too tough of a matchup for him. I don't want to take the risk on him, so I would definitely sit him. And my third set is Jared Goff versus the Eagles. I don't believe at all in the Eagles' defense, but I believe in Jared Goff less. Jared Goff has no weapons. DeAndre Swift, they're going to run the ball hard on the Eagles. They're going to run the ball so much on the Eagles. There is no chance that Jared Goff pops off in this game and produces enough fantasy points to be a viable starter. There's just no way. All right, moving on to the running back position. Starts. I don't even have to say this one, but Derrick Henry versus the Colts. If I were to do this as a weekly episode, I would have Derrick Henry in my starts every week. Why wouldn't you? Derrick Henry's going to run for 200 yards or something. Watch. The next start is Cordell Patterson versus the Panthers. I know he doesn't want to be classified as a running back, but he's basically a running back. Panthers' defense looks pretty weak, and I think that they'll probably resort to a lot of the run game. And he could also, I'm talking about PPR format, remember. He could also very, very easily get a lot of receptions because he also is basically a wide receiver as well. You could get some receptions, especially some red zone targets. And then my third sit for running backs, Damian Harris versus the Chargers. I have benched Damian Harris the past 2 weeks. He's popped off both weeks. I am sick of underestimating what he's going to do. He is an impact on that Patriots offense, and he is going to be utilized. And I think that it's finally time for me and everyone else who has him to start making him a regular starter on lineups. Moving on to my sits for the running back position. I don't know if he's playing, but if he is, Najee Harris versus the Browns. I think Najee Harris is a good running back, but the Browns have a really, really good D-line and some linebackers that can stop the run. I think they're a really good run defense, and they could easily stop Najee Harris, forcing Big Ben to throw the ball. Probably also won't end well. Miles Sanders versus the Lions. I just don't like Miles Sanders. The Lions' run defense isn't great, but Miles Sanders really hasn't produced at all this year. And my third sit is a guy who really also hasn't produced at all this year. That's Michael Carter versus the Bengals. The Bengals have a really, really solid defense this year. They're playing really well against the run. I think Michael Carter will struggle, and I don't even think they could be running the ball more now that Joe Flacco is probably going to be starting, but I don't see Michael Carter really having that much of an impact. Moving on to my wide receivers. Okay, moving on to my wide receivers. This one was kind of tough, but the first one is pretty obvious. My first start, DeAndre Hopkins versus the Packers. That's a not great Packers secondary, and DeAndre Hopkins is at least a top three wide receiver at the minimum. So that's enough said. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is incredible. He's going to get a ton of points. My second start is DJ Moore versus the Falcons. That's a bad Falcons secondary, a bad Falcons defense overall, and DJ Moore's a good wide receiver. This could be a bounce-back game for Sam Darnold. I'm not going to call that officially, but this could be a bounce-back game for Sam Darnold. DJ Moore is his top target against a bad Falcons secondary. I like my chances there. And then my third is Ja'Marr Chase against the Jets. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to eat that defense alive. And like I said earlier in the QB segment, Joe Burrow is going to have a monster game. And who else is he going to be throwing to besides Ja'Marr Chase? Because it seems like that's all he's going to throw to lately. My sits at the wide receiver position, Allen Robinson versus the 49ers. This is just a general Allen Robinson thing. He is not produced, and especially with Justin Fields still being the quarterback and still struggling, I don't see any reason why Allen Robinson would have a good enough game to be a viable starter. My second sit, Marquez Callaway versus the Buccaneers. You guys, people are starting Marquez Callaway in a lot of leagues, and Marquez Callaway will no longer be the wide receiver one at one point and just has not produced, and the Buccaneers have a really, really good defense that can easily shut him down. He's definitely going to be a sit. I'm also thinking about sitting Sterling Shepard this week. I don't think Sterling Shepard has really that good of a chance of having a good game. Chiefs, their pass defense is okay. Their run defense is not. But their pass defense, people be getting burned, but you gotta remember who's throwing the ball, and that's Daniel Jones. So that is it for my starts and my sits for this week. Let's get into my fantasy lineups for this week. Starting off with my college floor fantasy league, my starting lineup is going to be in ESPN PPR format. Kyler Murray, Alvin Kamara, Damian Harris, Justin Jefferson, Chase Claypool, Ricky Seals-Jones, Cortland Sutton, the Panthers defense and special teams, and Young Wei Koo. I think that's pretty good. The only thing I'm a little bit worried about is the Panthers defense and special teams, who just gave up to a bad offense, which are also facing kind of a bad offense, a better offense. They just put up 2 fantasy points. So I'm a little bit worried about the Panthers defense special teams, but I think I'm going to stick with it at least for this week. I'll probably end up dropping them after this week, after what should be an easy game against the Falcons. And then moving on to the TikTok league, I'm thinking about a couple things here. Marquise Brown is on bye, right? So in his position, I'm thinking I'm going to be putting Christian Kirk. So here's the lineup. Sam Darnold, Alvin Kamara, Nyheim Hines, Chris Godwin, Christian Kirk, Kyle Pitts, Calvin Ridley, Patriots defensive special teams, Nick Folk. I am definitely going to be putting James Robinson in for Nyheim Hines. Nyheim Hines is underperforming, majorly underperforming. And probably Greg Zuerlein in for Nick Folk. I'm just making these moves as I'm talking about it. And I'll probably end up dropping the Patriots defensive special teams for a game against the Chargers. I just don't know about that. I'm just going to look up who's available in the TikTok League for defense and special teams. Let's just do this. Boom, boom, boom. I think that the Browns defense is probably going to be pretty good, so we're just going to put a waiver claim out for them. And we will drop the Patriots defense and special teams. If that is okay. Boom, boom, boom. That's going to be my lineup for the TikTok league and my college floor league. Let's get into the outro. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the J-Talk Sports Podcast. I remember, as I said at the top, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts. Whatever you can do, subscribe, like, review, follow. Anything you can do to help us grow would be much appreciated. And we will see you in the next episode.